USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Weather is being blamed for a plane from Texas packed with migrants bound for New York City being forced to make an emergency landing in Philadelphia last night. More than 200 asylum seekers were on board when the flight landed at Philadelphia International. There were no reports of any injuries. Severe winter weather is continuing to create challenges. A winter storm brought snow and ice to states across the plains and upper Midwest Monday and Tuesday, with more than a foot of snow reported in parts of North Dakota. Snow and ice shut down 200 miles of a Nebraska interstate highway late Tuesday. According to the National Weather Service, there's also a marginal threat of flooding rains along the I-95 corridor in D.C., New York, and Philadelphia today. At the same time, there is little relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancha from the TSA mentions that travelers should anticipate lengthy waits as this travel season has set new records. Israel is expanding its military operations into refugee camps across Gaza. On Tuesday, the Israeli military shared videos of troops and tanks entering refugee camps, claiming the settlements were being used by Hamas. Millions of Palestinians have fled northern Gaza to the central part of the region, and many are now staying in refugee camps. Meanwhile, top Israeli officials have been meeting with Biden administration officials in Washington as the U.S. urges Israel to scale back its military operation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, has vowed to ratchet up strikes against Hamas in Gaza and has defied international calls for a ceasefire. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple is filing an appeal to overturn a ruling that bans imports of Apple watches. An order by the U.S. International Trade Commission took effect Tuesday, which blocks sales and imports of Apple Watches Series 9 and Ultra 2 because it uses medical monitoring technology that has been patented by the Masimo technology firm. Apple is calling for the ban to be put on hold until U.S. Customs and Border Protection can decide whether its redesigned watches violate the patent. Israeli airstrikes in Syria have reportedly killed another top official with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, according to Iranian state media. An Israeli strike on Monday killed Syed Razi Mousavi as he returned from purported diplomatic duties for Iran in Damascus. Iran vowed to retaliate against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expressing a heightened concern for safety in Times Square on New Year's Eve. He underscores the added worry of potential disruptions by protesters, citing a recent incident where pro-Palestinian supporters attempted to spoil the Rockefeller Center tree lighting.
To take into account all of these circumstances, and as always, we're monitoring the chatter, you know, we're monitoring the chatter out there so we can be prepared.
Mayor Adams emphasizes that the NYPD, drawing on lessons learned from analyzing last year's lone wolf attack on two police officers in Times Square. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.